Welcome to Rebloom, a podcast that serves women who want to fully discover themselves. The women who are willing to go out on the skinny branch and grow and become all of who they are meant to be. I am your host, Tiffany Haugrud, and as a mom of three with 20 years of experience building businesses globally alongside raising a family, I have a lot to share with you. My biggest source of inspiration for this podcast was a realization I had when I was resisting life changes. Once I surrendered and accepted the changes, these words came to me. It's not a midlife crisis. It's a midlife awakening. On this podcast, you will hear valuable life, leadership, and entrepreneurial lessons that I have learned over the past 20 years being a mother, leader, and entrepreneur. I will also share with you more about my midlife awakening and how you can rebloom and pivot when it's time so that you can live in alignment with your true self. Prepare your heart for self-discovery and self-actualization that will create expansion and growth that will lead you to living your purpose-filled life. Thank you for being here. If you are interested in learning more about my private and group certified life and business coaching offerings, please find me on Instagram or Facebook by simply searching my name, Tiffany Haugrud, and send me a message or email me at itstiffanyhaugrud@gmail.com. Hi, friends. Welcome to Rebloom. On my last episode, I said that I could write an entire episode on self-limiting beliefs. And then I had a conversation with a group of beautiful women that are all extremely kind, smart, and powerful. And all of these women shared with me something that absolutely broke my heart. In fact, their truthful words put me to tears. They all shared with me that they had carried self-limiting beliefs. So, here I am talking about these beliefs and how we are going to transform and overcome them together. Self-limiting beliefs are thoughts and convictions that we accept, start believing, internalize, and then proceed to place limitations on ourselves. We often have internal narratives that begin with "I can't," "I'm not," or "I don't deserve." And these internal narratives become deeply rooted convictions that change the perception that we have about ourself, and in turn, these self-limiting beliefs limit our actions. So where are your self-limiting beliefs coming from? This is a question for you that I would like for you to reflect on. The roots of self-limiting beliefs are often found in early life experiences. They can stem from critical remarks made by parents, teachers, friends, societal expectations, or traumatic events. And all of these experiences can lead to the formation of negative self-perception that is reinforced over time, becoming sadly a part of self-identity. The impact and consequences of self-limiting beliefs are truly profound. They can show up as lack of confidence, overall life dissatisfaction. Self-limiting beliefs can create a fear of failure or a fear of success. And they can even create the lack of ability to be able to trust others. A self-limiting belief that I have told myself, remember, internal narrative, since high school was that I am not good at public speaking. This belief stemmed from an experience where I felt incredibly embarrassed and, quite frankly, stupid. I was running for a position in high school. And I had to get up in front of my peers in the gym and share a speech that I had written on why everyone should vote for me. When it was my turn, And I went to get up and share. I went to grab my cue cards and they were in my locker. I was standing up there in front of everyone and I completely froze. I didn't know what to say and I didn't know what to do. This moment impacted my life because I immediately, in that moment, created a self-limiting belief that I was stupid and that I was not good at public speaking. And I carried this belief with me for years. Actually, even still to this day, I sometimes have that internal narrative that says, you are not good at speaking in public. Even though I have been on stage and have delivered powerful keynotes many times to thousands of people, I have allowed this self-limiting belief to create a lack of confidence within myself that I have carried, and it has been heavy for years. Another self-limiting belief that has taken away a lot of fun in my life happened again when I was in high school. I was at a bar with a bunch of friends and we were dancing. One of my friends completely embarrassed me by making fun of the way I was dancing in front of everyone. And from that moment on, I stopped dancing. I didn't even dance at my wedding. And honestly, to think about that and to say that out loud, it still hurts my heart. I have missed out on a lot of fun with a lot of my friends because of this self-limiting belief that I looked ridiculous when I was dancing. But today, I am going to say out loud that I am letting go of this self-limiting belief because life is too short not to dance. So getting back to the question I asked you earlier, where are your self-limiting beliefs from? And my next question for you is, are you going to remove these limits and work on overcoming them? Transforming and overcoming self-limiting beliefs is a process, and it involves both mindset and action. I'm going to share with you 6 steps that will lead, guide, and support you during and through this transformation. The first step is to recognize and acknowledge their existence. Keeping a journal and reflecting on moments of doubt can help identify these self-limiting beliefs. The second step, once these beliefs have been identified, is to now challenge them by asking questions like, is this really true? Or what evidence do I have to support this belief? These questions can help break down these convictions. Third step, positive affirmations. Replacing negative beliefs with positive affirmations can change the way you look at things. And practicing these positive affirmations by saying them out loud and reading them daily will build confidence and shift that internal narrative. Fourth step, having truthful conversations with people you trust that can provide honest and constructive feedback to help challenge and transform these self-limiting beliefs. Fifth step, set realistic goals. This will create confidence and break down the belief that one is incapable of success. And celebrate along the way all of your successes, big and small. And the sixth step, know this. Know that it's an ongoing journey, not a destination. Transforming and overcoming self-limiting beliefs requires patience, persistence, and a willingness to invest in yourself. And you, my friend, are worth investing in. Take it one day at a time and continue to move forward, building a strong foundation of belief and love for yourself, with, of course, no limitations attached. Thank you for being here. I believe in you. Now, friends, enjoy. the rest of your day. Thank you so much for taking the time to be here. If you would be so kind to leave a 5-star review so that other women can hear about this podcast, Rebloom, that would mean so much to me. And if you are interested in learning more about my private and group certified life and business coaching offerings, please find me on Instagram or Facebook by simply searching my name, Tiffany Haugrud, and send me a message. Or email me at itstiffanyhaugrud@gmail.com. I am looking forward to hearing from you. Now, friends, fully enjoy the rest of your day.